Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, taffy, afternoon delight, and hang gliding. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
This is bass player. He was sitting in a bar just getting really, really drunk. He was mad at the world.
Yeah.
He had been fired from his latest job. Mad at everyone. Just angry, drinking. So he leaves the bar. He's very, very drunk. He's walking down the street. And across the street is a nun walking the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a bass player runs across the street, knocks her down, and just starts kicking her and hitting her and going crazy.
A drunk bass player.
A drunk bass player. And he looks down and says, "You're not so tough now, are you, Batman?"
That's it for our show, Based On.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thank you very much. Just doing some organizational work over here.
Oh, yeah? Good, good. It's nice to be organized.
Really? I'm not. Sorry.
You're getting there.
Is he? Okay.
It's going slowly over here. Now, we do have Christy Lee in a great shirt, by the way, or sweater.
Thank you.
That's a nice color on you.
Thank you.
Kind of a purpley, lavendery,
yep.
Reddish,
I like
purpley.
It's lavender. I would
okay, it's very
guess.
Nice. It's very nice.
Lilac.
Plum.
Plum. No, plum is darker. It's like a dark purple.
It's a little
okay.
Taffy.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia's pink.
Do you have any friends named Taffy?
No.
Taffy was the name of the singer, right?
Yes.
In the band that did Afternoon Delight.
Taffy Danhoff.
Oh, no kidding?
Oh, boy. I didn't
Bill
know
Bill and Taffy Danhoff. They also hosted their own summer replacement show.
Is it like
on
the
CBS.
Starlight Vocal Band or something? What are they
right.
called?
Starland yeah. yes. Vocal Band.
Starland Vocal Band.
And he co-wrote, I believe he co-wrote
In a God of DeVita.
No, Iron Butter. The song about West Virginia, right?
Didn't Almost
he
Heaven?
Yeah, didn't he write that?
Oh, Country Roads.
Country Roads.
Take Me Home, Country Roads.
I think so.
Yeah. His name is Taffy?
Her name.
Oh,
her name
well,
is
well, he said he also wrote. Well,
no, I was talking about the Starland of Vocal.
Didn't they have a show on TV?
Yeah, they did.
I just said that.
I'm not paying attention either.
CBS.
This is a real mess. I am sorry I asked if anyone
wow.
had a friend named Taffy.
Is it any wonder that we deal in blatant hostility constantly?
I'm surprised Chrissy doesn't have a friend named Taffy. It's sort of a...
No.
Oh, yes, Taffy and I are going to the...
No.
I think this is true.
Like a bougie thing?
Because Taffy sounds kind of like a stripper name.
No.
You don't
preppy.
Think so?
It sounds like a preppy name.
Sounds like a clown. Like, hey, I'm Taffy. That's...
I don't like it as lofty. Yeah, Taffy the clown could pull her tongue out and then it would fly back in like in the cartoons.
That's a good
You should see what Taffy the stripper can pull on.
What?
Man.
But I mean, sometimes names are... For example, I know someone who has a similar name to that who's a very sophisticated...
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you'd never...
Bill...
Like
Bill?
A Muffy or a
yeah.
something like that.
But yeah.
I know a Muffy.
Really distinguished
okay, yeah.
Bill job in the State Department.
Bill and Taffy Danhoff both wrote Take Me Home Country Roads to...
Time to get up, Willie.
Yeah. With, John
it's Ed. So funny. The alarm went off. For those of you who didn't hear an alarm, just one of the classic iPhone alarm. No one bothered to check because we all know it wouldn't be us except both Griswolds.
Right.
They both exactly went to their right. phones.
No, because last week
you
mine
did it
went
too.
Off.
Yes.
A mistake. Sorry. Yeah. So let's move on. I'm so sorry.
This is trying to. This is like broadcasting in the eye of a hurricane.
Things go off.
Today seems especially out of sync.
How do you think I feel? I could have woken up then. Instead, I woke up early. Chose to come in and see you guys.
Yeah. And here we are.
You're like that. You're like that billboard. Remember the billboard? There's one of these in every city that says, "If you lived here."
You'd be
if you
home
lived
now.
Here, you'd be home now.
Yeah.
I was like, they're right. It always makes me a little mad.
That's a good billboard.
Yeah, they are effective.
Yeah, it was
coming out of Detroit.
So granted, I'd have to move to Manhattan, Kansas. At least I'd be home.
Were you done with Bill and Taffy?
Yeah. Oh, now you come to me and want me to say something.
Okay. So Taffy is probably short for taffeta. You hear that?
Or it's a nickname. Either way.
Well, I was going to ask where. He's right. What about Muffy? Where does Muffy come from? How did somebody get the name Muffy?
Okay, here's what's going to happen right now.
That involves a hirsute.
This is Chick McGee talking. Area. Shut up.
So it could have been Bushy.
If you don't. Somebody doesn't fix Tom's microphone or button when he talks to Dean, it comes into my headphones. I'm going to kill someone next break.
And poor Chick has been on this for a few days, but he thinks he's going insane because none of us, it doesn't affect anybody.
Yeah, it's enough I hear his voice all the time anyway.
And people at home might not know this. Chick, 4 days ago, I witnessed you very calmly. Hey, I think there's an issue with my headphones.
Think there might, and nothing.
And nobody did anything about it. So, yeah.
Yeah,
and
nobody believed you at all.
See, Eddie is too busy to work on this right now because I have Eddie working on my turntable so we can play more Tom Jones.
No.
Christy?
No.
This is the song in question.
What?
You know what the song is about, Pat?
I think they're
I remember
no one told him.
Yeah, they're having sex during the day, my friend.
That skyrocket in flight, no one had ever heard anything like that before recorded. That, but we lost our minds when we heard that.
Yeah, that's about afternoon.
Whoopee.
Doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yes.
I was always baffled that song ends Good Will Hunting. He's driving away and that's what's playing. Like, why'd they go with that?
That's what you give two entitled ass jerks money to make a movie. That's what happens.
Very hey, good movie.
Okay, well, let's move forward here. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk and the hostilities. What have you got, Christy?
Florida officials are saying two Cuban migrants flew from Cuba into Key West aboard a motorized hang glider.
Let them stay.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the pair landed safely at Key West International Airport.
We do want geniuses, don't we?
I think
mechanical geniuses.
Your ability to stay in this country should be based on how clever you are.
Yep.
I think that's really cool.
We can put you to work immediately.
Well, they were immediately turned over to the U.S. Border Patrol. The hang glider carried them approximately 90 miles.
And you're right. Why are we picking on these two?
Right?
Yeah. You're some guys, innovative, incredibly brave. Come on. Welcome to America. Yeah.
Hand them the forms. Go look. You go to the front of the line. You still have to fill these out. But
sure.
You're here. And,
yeah, that'll go good. And then in a couple weeks, well, four more people perish trying to hang them. they've heard it's a...
Well, you're applying logic to our idea.
Oh, so you naysayer.
Codicil.
I used to... Remember when they would have those, what do they call them, flotillas?
Yes. Yeah.
And I remember seeing one that was made out of like a 1954 Chevy. And I thought, these guys, come
get
on.
Get them in here.
Yeah, get them to start working for the people for the Macy's Parade. I love these guys and their families. Yeah. Welcome to America.
We can't let them. Yeah, exactly. You now own a Jiffy Lube.
We're just handing those out.
I don't know if anybody else remembers this. There was a very brief window in which if you were at Disney World, you'd look up and there'd be these hang gliders or whatever. They're not technically hang gliders. What are the ones that are motorized? Whatever those are called. They were the motorized, you know, whatever, little glider things.
Okay, we got it.
And
go ahead.
They'd be being operated by Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no kidding.
And Tigger. Yeah, they'd go flying by.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing.
Wow.
The characters.
I don't remember that.
I think they had to stop doing it. I imagine it probably would have been, could have ended up very badly.
Something. Wow. Mickey got stuck
in a
tree.
Minnie Mouse's carcass being fished out of a pond.
Was it like a miniaturized radio controlled?
No. They were the characters' reaction. Someone would verify this. I saw it a couple times when I was.
We have to change Dopey's name to Squashy.
No.
In any event.
Well, Goofy was up there flying around. Here we go. Who's flying this?
Have a shovel.
I'm flying.
You want to buzz the tower?
If you have two guys on a hang glider, would you need extra fuel to go the 90 miles from Cuba, I'm assuming?
I have no idea. I'm not up on my hang glider technology.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He's asking questions only.
No idea, but they did it.
A pilot can answer.
Right.
I know a little bit about the Cuban sandwiches, but yeah, nothing about those.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cuban breakfast.
Like the batido, those Cuban milkshakes.
Mm-hmm. Plantains. A lot of good stuff down there.
Another reason to let everybody in from Cuba. Come on in, make more shit.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve. Back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Oh, we have a note here. Yeah. Mike Mark just informed me that I was asking the name Muffy. If that's how do you get? I said, where does Muffy come from?
Taffy.
Mark says from between the leggies. Thank you for your wise insight, Mike Mark.
Muffy.
Thank you.
That chick, if that woman came up and said, hi, I'm Taffy, would you even speak to her?
No, I'd speak to her. I'd say, excuse me, just a moment. Then you'd hear my car speaking.
Well, that's a mean thing to do.
It just sort of implies a certain... Yeah,
but I there's probably some major nuclear physicist whose name happens to be
Taffy. You're right. So you're, sure.
She impossible.
Could be a genius. Absolutely impossible.
No or way. A cookie. Do you know a cookie? I mean, we all work with a guy whose nickname is Cookie because he cooked once or something. Right. But
he made cookies, I believe.
Oh, okay.
He's a good cook.
And Grumpy was already taken.
Whoa.
Hey, Christy, he's laughing.
Yeah. Whoa. Also, Grumpy was taken because it was your nickname.
He was lurky for a while.
He's got a very good sense of humor.
He does.
Okay, so sorry. Anyway, my policy on immigration, if you're flying over an hang glider, by God, welcome to America. Do you think there'll be more of these now? Do you have to build your own hang glider in Cuba?
Yeah, these are unanswerable questions.
Why are you asking this question? We don't live in Cuba. I don't know if you
know.
Not
only are they unanswerable, but they're boring. They're really boring. How much extra fuel does it take to fly two guys?
No, it's a fair question.
Where do you buy a hang glider in America?
Yeah. I could get one here in 2 days, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Sure, I'd go on Amazon. You can buy a hang glider on Amazon. I'm just getting it delivered to Havana might be rough. I mean, did these guys build this thing?
I'm sure they did. And if they did, and it flew across the ocean and they made it here.
Yeah. It's got parts from a 57 Chevy.
Let's go ahead and see if we
welcome
can.
Welcome to America, fellas.
If you look up hang glider on Amazon, you get our outdoor porches and swings for
you
gliders.
You don't get
them to sign the book, and they can,
okay.
We could use them.
Welcome aboard, gents.
The people who are just walking, climbing a fence, that's no skill. Right. Although I have trouble sometimes. My shoes are too big for the hole.
Since they flew to Florida, they were probably either naked or on meth, just so they could fit right in.
Yeah, they won't recognize us.
Key West is a lovely place.
And it's bath salts, not meth anymore.
God.
Wow.
Oh, boy. In Ontario, police say a dive team responding to a report of a suspected body floating in a canal recovered the reported remains, discovered it was a store mannequin. South Simcoe police said officers responded to a report of a body floating in the canal near Canal and Pump House Roads on Wednesday afternoon.
Boy, damn kids.
Discovered the mannequin.
That sounds like something I would have done. We've got, let's go steal a mannequin and throw it in the water and see what happens.
It really does.
It's got me all over it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's, you'd be creeped out if you were walking down the street, you look over at the canal and there looks like a dead body floating there.
Yeah, that would be awful.
I would like to do it to you just to see what you do.
Oh.
Do you think he'd ignore it? I'm too busy to deal with this.
If it's a dead body, I'd call the police.
The police are
officer.
Officer
judging by the clothing tag, I think the victim's name is Junior Spring Collection. I'd estimate the age to be forever 21. Sure. Did you see? We had a story last year about a mannequin that washed up on the headless one that washed up on the shore.
Mm.
Did you ever see the pictures of that thing?
No.
Were they hot?
It's gruesome. I mean, it's covered in all this stuff, so it really does look like a dead
body. Yeah, it's got to be freaky.
So, no thank you.
And finally today, a Colorado man has officially been named the oldest person to cross the Grand Canyon on foot, rim to rim.
Rim to rim. That sounds like the name of a porno.
John Jepkema confirmed as the title holder at the age of 91 years, 152 days.
I haven't seen my wife.
What's his name again?
She was on a donkey.
John Jepkema, J-E-P-K-E-M-A.
Well, they should fill in this hole.
John Jepkema, Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Yeah. No, John Jepkema, Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too.
He and a group of friends. Oh, a group of friends. Probably carried him all the way.
Yeah. Is that what we're calling EMTs these days?
Are my friends here?
Were donkeys involved, too?
They had to be, right?
Right?
He said on foot.
All right.
It took him 5 days. 5 day backpacking hike. Uh-huh. After accomplishing the feat, the nonagenarian, he's 91, said, I long for the relief that death will bring.
Yeah, the next river he crosses is going to be called the Styx.
And he said,
S-T-Y-X, you see.
His feet hurt.
The biggest final lie in the history of the world.
Yes.
You are as old as you think you are. Is that right, yeah. Old timer? Really?
Boy, I feel bad for the buzzards. Jeez, we're on day three with this guy?
And he said, stay active and keep moving.
Good for him. He's
right. Walking jerky.
The buzzards are thinking, this guy, oh, boy. Any second now, he's dropping.
You know, we could have been to Arby's by
hey,
now.
Hey, dinner's at 5, guys.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing here?
Somebody throw a rock at him.
Pat called him walking jerky. Did you not hear that?
Yeah. Now, Pat, we're going to have to do a rewrite.
Of what?
Your tribute to Christy.
Oh. I know what you're going to say. The number's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Us in here?
Yeah, it's nine, not eight.
You did a roster of divorces, huh? And you said... You said there were eight. There are nine.
Divorces in our group.
Yeah.
There are nine, and I didn't want to correct you the first time, but because I thought maybe it was a poetic license thing,
no,
and I didn't want to...
Nine fits, yeah.
You've got two, Pat.
I do indeed.
Don't be modest, Christy. You wanted to correct you.
Christy and Chick each have three.
And you have one.
That's what I said. I already said that. So that's a total of nine.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Have to do a rewrite.
Who knows how many aces had secretly? He's such a mysterious man.
Mm-hmm. Were you married at all, Ace?
No, I've never made that mistake.
Yeah,
came very close.
Couple times.
Didn't you just come very close?
Couple times.
Well, and
it would not surprise me out of everyone that Ace has some heads in his freezer. That would not. I go, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just lost 90 pounds.
Well, oh, yeah? How'd you lose 90 pounds?
Oh, that was a joke. Oh. How'd you do that?
That wasn't a setup?
You lost 90 pounds.
I know what he means.
Yes.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, he just broke up with her. That's
oh, that old.
I
lost 90 pounds. She fell off the back of the motor.
Did she weigh 90 pounds with or without her head?
Hang on. So you're dating a 12-year-old? Is that what I'm hearing? 90 pounds?
Did you not see her? She was very skinny.
I see.
All of us.
All right. Let's move forward here.
Pretty. Very pretty.
What's coming up in sports?
Former Miss Indiana.
Yep.
Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Okay. That's
Bupkis.
That's the end of it?
That's the end.
Okay. Well,
I know I'm... 2 hours and a half is plenty. I was overtime last week. Okay, good luck to you.
Okay, I have a special treat for you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to pay close attention.
Could you write
this is a little bit of a curveball. Focus.
Taylor, next time.
Focus.
That'd help me out.
Focus. Here we go.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Chick McGee. Here he is with his fart of the day.
What?
That was Chick Monkey's fart of the day.
You know what? I've never been happier.
Beautiful thing.
Wait, did you bring those poor girls back in?
I was there when they did it.
You, I know what you say. I know what you tell us, but you have way too much time on your hands. Okay, you need to start doing something constructive.
We're singing what?
We have children. We could be home with.
They're singing.
Yeah, they're making us sing
that
fart
sexy
of
man
the
with
day.
The deep voice, Chick McGee. Here he is with his fart of the
you
day.
You have to send him back in because right. You have to bring him back in because we need them to sing "Who's That Man with the Deep Ass."
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.